Hello, Audio Boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Sunday night, the 20th of July, 2014, and it is 25 past 8 in the PM. I've already said it's night, haven't I? I didn't need to say PM, but I did anyway. Belt and braces, why not? So, I want to try a little experiment with you, if you don't mind, on this lovely, balmy summer evening. Balmy? What am I talking about? It's blooming scorching. As I've mentioned over the last couple of days, I've started yet another attempt at doing a blog, website, whatever you want to call it. Although this time, thanks to a little bit of help from a certain Mr. Daylight Gambler, it's looking a lot better. And I think it's got legs this time, as long as I can keep up with it. So anyway, one of the things I want to do is to embed my audio booze into my blog feed. But obviously not everybody's familiar with Audio Boom, so I've just sat down and written a very short article extolling the virtues of Audio Boom and why I like it as a blogging platform so much. And what I thought would be a good idea to do is to actually read that article out that I've just written, and then embed this Audio Boom into the blog post alongside the text. I just thought it might be a bit more interesting. Maybe I'm wrong, but hey, it's my blog. I can do what I want. So if you'll just bear with me for a minute, I'm just going to read this article that I've just written. Obviously, as always, I'd appreciate your thoughts. If you do want to comment, I'm happy to have any comments. If you want to go and have a look at it in the flesh, then you can visit my shiny new website at black73cat.co.uk. Not that I'm touting for business ever or anything. I won't be offended if you don't want to go and look. But hey, you know, it's there if anybody wants a peep. So yeah, if you just bear with me for a second, and I'll read this through. And I'll try not to stumble. But there we go. So here we go. Audio is king. Sometimes I really enjoy an hour or two sat at my laptop, rattling away at the keyboard to get my thoughts into writing. More often than not, though, I either don't have the time or would rather be doing something else. So that's where Audio Boo comes in. I can usually spare 10 minutes at some point during the day, which gives me enough time to empty my thoughts into the public domain. You see, speaking is easier than typing, and it rarely requires any editing. No one can see a misplaced comma or an unevenly spaced paragraph within the spoken word. This is great. It's quick, easy, and often more genuine than a typed article. Emotions and intonations are more easily conveyed, without the need for complex sentence structure or punctuation. I feel that you get a much better insight into a person when you hear their thoughts in a raw format without the interference of a spell checker. It's more personal, even if you've never met the individual. There is a pleasing familiarity just from hearing the voice behind the thoughts. With Audio Boo, we also have the added benefit of a vibrant and dynamic community. We often record our blog with direct reference to others whom we know will be listening, replying to or commenting on topics that have been raised by other like-minded audio bloggers. Threads of conversation can carry on asynchronously for days at a time with varying opinions and views, differing political attitudes, international cultural differences, but always, and I mean always, with the utmost respect for each other. I personally feel just as comfortable talking about the latest hot discussion topic as I do simply rambling on about my day and emptying my head of the jumbled thoughts that build up in there. It's cathartic at times, just speaking into a mic and sharing your feelings with anyone who may listen, and even if no one does, the act of speaking your mind and getting stuff out there is often enough. Of course, like any social network, Audio Boo works across long distances, and inevitably, between people who have never met. So relationships form and you kind of become close just through the little snapshots into each other's lives transmitted through a pair of earbuds as you walk to the shops. It's when these friendships become more tangible that it becomes really interesting, though. Direct personal messages between bloggers allow more intimate discussion, much more than would be comfortable on a public forum. Then, when this is taken to the next level and you meet others that were once just a faceless mass of zeros and ones, becoming friends in the true sense and making plans for the future, is when you see the true strength of Audio Boo. There you go. Just my little introduction to Audio Boo for anyone who doesn't really know what it's all about. I hope that kind of gets the message across. Like I say, the idea being was just to sort of introduce the sort of concept to Audio Boo to anybody who might stumble across my blog and think, What's this little thing here? Why is this man speaking? Why is he talking to me like this? What is this audio boo nonsense? So there you go. Just a little bit of my meager writing skill, or lack of. Now all I've got to do is work out how to embed the audio boos into my blog, because it's a long, long time since I've done that. A long time. I think there's a little widget, isn't there? I think you have a widget or something like that. I'm going to go and sit and have a fiddle now and try and work out how to do it. So if you've listened to this, thank you very much. If you are a regular listener, then hi and thanks for listening as always. And if you've never ever heard an audio boo before, I hope this has just given you a small insight into what it's all about. And maybe you could pop over to audioboo.fm and maybe just have a go. Open an account. It's free. Have a chat. Say hello. You never know who might listen. You never know who might answer you back. Thanks for listening to me this time, guys. I will catch you all later. Take care now. Thanks. Bye-bye.